Arif. 4. Dawn hit Rustler's Alley in a swift rising of haze and swelter. The festival rovers awoke and prepared for the last day of the Maedon. For many of them, this would be their last day in Thorn until next year. Prince flung open the flaps of his tent, stretched out his back, groaned, spat, adjusted his testicles, and then looked to his breakfast fire with a grin. After his meal and hot drink, the lad put on his day's tunic, secured his purse of coins to his belt, and walked up the main of Rustler's Alley, wondering where in Thorn he should best station himself to come across the most agreeable sisters he had spent most of last afternoon and evening with. Prince did not have to wander long. Annabella and Angel were waiting for him in much the same place he last saw them. At the gate of the alley, both looking as radiant and blonde as he'd ever seen them in his dreams during the night. Each sister in a modest yet pretty dress of off-white. As he approached, Prince began a foolish stagger, bumping into a merchant's breakfast cart, squinting through his eyes as if they'd just been scorched by the sun.
Oh, I see, my eyes! Are my throbbing visionary orbs deceived? Or is it an angel and her sister that hover in celestial radiance before me? Ha! Mine eyes!
Prince spasmed and knocked a tomato and a hard-boiled egg off the merchant's cart.
Oh, come off now! The woman yelled. Come, boy, you knocked off a couple of me wares! Bah! A million apologies, good sir. Here's for thy pains.
Prince chucked a couple of coins at the old woman behind the cart and straightened his gait as he came up to the sisters.
"I see the night's repose has done nothing to remedy your manners," Annabella said.
"No, miss. I believe I'm very much in a fevered state when I'm in your presence," Prince replied.
"And good morning to you, sweet angel."
"Good morning to you, our fine prince,"
Angel bowed.
"And what do we have here, ladies?"
Prince noticed the basket clinging to Angel's arm and another larger bag slung around Annabella's shoulder.
"Being that this is your last day in Thorn, we thought you might rather spend a day picnicking in the fields with us instead of bumbling through the Maedon," Angel said.
"What say you, Prince? Did we guess right? Or would you rather be about the bustle of Thorn's people one more day rather in our good company?"
Annabella asked.
No, ladies, you have guessed my heart aright.
I had very much rather picnic in the fields with you than any company in the world," Prince said.
"Hooray!"
Angel cheered.
"Lead on then, good ladies," Prince said.
The trio led out beyond the gates of Thorn past the sisters' house and onto the path that led into the fields of tall grasses in the valley of the great mountain. There, among the yellows and purples of wild flowers and thistles, they laid a blanket down to sit upon. The sky above ruled bluer and the clouds whiter than any painter could stroke with any brush. They merrily ate the victuals of fruits, bread, and dried meat, conversing and laughing all the while between mouthfuls.